hear you how you sing.
I went walking one day in May. I met a fair couple of walking away. One was a lady so fair, and the other was a soldier and a brave volunteer. Said the soldier to the lady, where shall we go? Said the lady to the soldier, I hardly do know. Go across the river and sit down by the spring. See the waters go gliding, hear the nightingale sing. They had not been there but a moment or two. Till from a satchel a fiddle he drew. He played her one tune, go down by the spring. See the waters go gliding, hear the nightingale sing. Said the soldier to the lady, it's time to give over. Oh no, said the lady, please play me one more. I'd rather hit a fiddle, one tap on the string. See the water go gliding, hear the nightingale sing. Said the lady to the soldier, will you marry me? Oh no, said the soldier, that never can be. Have a home in New England, and children are three. And the prettiest Dutch woman that you ever did see. I'll go to New England and I'll stay there 3 years. In a place of cold water, I'll drink lager beer. And if ever I return, it'll be to the spring. See the water go gliding, hear the nightingale sing. Now ladies, take warning from me. Never place your loving on a soldier so free. He'll tell you that he loves you to give your heart ease. And he'll turn his back on you, go love who he please.
How
on about this old preacher that he is a
huh?
You're on the air.
That's
all right. Go ahead and tell it.
Oh, this old preacher, he come around, you know, and he went way back, and there's a woman lived there. And he asked her if there's any Presbyterians in the country, and she didn't seem to know what that was, and kept talking. Said, "Well," said. You must be in the dark. Well, she said I was. Said the old man cut out a window the other day in the back there. Said not quite so dark now. Well, she said, he said, didn't you know that the good Lord died first? Why, Lord, no. She said, I didn't even know the old fellow was sick. And, well, he said, I'll tell you, he said, ain't there no Presbyterians lives around here? Well, now, she said, I don't know. Said, the old man does a lot of trapping. Said, you can go around behind the house, sir, and see if you can find any of the hides.
What, when did you start playing? Did you start playing about the same time you started learning singing songs?
Yeah, I started playing on the violin back when I was about, I guess about 15, 14 years old.
You used to play for the dances?
I used to play for lots of dances after I learned to play. After I got up around about 18, 19 years old, that's where I went to playing.
Did you ever play all night long?
I played all night. I went playing whenever and dancing. All just about dusky dark and quit when the sun's rising.
Is that a fact?
I've been there all
night. You could still go a little farther, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, I could have went right on.
Yeah.
Didn't bother me a bit.
You've done a little dancing, too. I noticed here the other night you were doing
some
dancing.
Yeah, I do that and used to do a lot of it.
Jig dancing and tap dancing both.
Yeah, I can do either one of them. Used to.
Square dancing?
Square. Round.
And that just about covers them all, doesn't it?
I just about danced them all, George.
Except ballet, yeah.
Yeah, I danced them all whenever I was out.
Uh-huh. When did you start playing the guitar, about the same time as the fiddle?
Well, I went playing the guitar, I guess, when I was about 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I quit just about all of it when I was around about 27 or somewhere like that.
Did you ever raise a crop?
Yeah, I've done a little farm work.
What did you do mostly besides mine work?
Well, worked in timber. And I worked some on the farm.
Do you know what a bow belly is? You know what a little ribbon is?
No, I don't guess I do. I'll let you tell me.
Huh? Well, that's the term that somebody gave us for the name of two saws, crosscut saws, a little ribbon and
a well, I guess
the bow belly.
I should no, I've used them.
You've used them plenty.
I've used both of them.
They're just a plain old crosscut saw to you, though, aren't
but
they?
But just what I call a plain old crosscut.
Uh-huh. You pulled your end of them.
I sure have pulled my end of them many a day, cutting timber. Then after the chainsaw got in, I went to carrying a big two-man and from that to a one-man.
Uh-huh.
And I've handled a chainsaw for several years.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go to school?
Well, I done most of my schooling at Round Mountain, near Big Platte.
Near Big Platte.
Arkansas. Yeah.
That's in Baxter County, isn't it?
Well, Round Mountain is just over in Stone County.
Uh-huh.
But right at the corner, right where they joined.
Uh-huh. Mr. Mize, we want to thank you for the songs and the music that you sang and played us today, and we'll cherish these this tape for as long as we live, and with your permission we would like to put this tape on and play it at the Rack and Sack meeting in Little Rock, just to let them hear your singing.
Well, that'll be all right with my permission to put it on, let them hear them singing. And I have done singing way back later years. Right now I don't have too good a voice for singing, but be glad to spread this out what I do know.
Well, we don't think you have any need to apologize, because we think you do a fine job. As Ollie Gilbert does, Ms. Ollie Gilbert walked in about the time you were halfway through your tape, and that didn't put you uneasy, did it?
No, not a bit. I like to hear Aunt Ollie sing some, though.
Yeah, well, we're going to put her on the other side if we can twist her arm, you know, and make her.
Well, we want to twist her arm and make her sing some,
yeah.
Because me and her is both getting pretty agey. She's quite a bit older than I am, but...
When he said that, Ms. Ollie said... I wouldn't go as far as say that. You didn't hear her say that, did you?
No, I don't guess she heard that.
Well, you get up past a certain age and then you quit getting older.
That's right.
You
go, you know, there's lots of days when you feel like that young blood feeling.
Yeah, that's right.
You feel like sometimes after you get...
Did you? Before we put Ms. Ollie Gilbert on tape singing some songs. We have a story by Mr. Mize. What's the story about?
Well, you know, we was talking about Hattie called. We had a man out here in Big Flat. He had a wooden leg. And I think about two bottles is all he had to take, and he had to have carry a hatchet around with him to keep sprouts cut off his leg.
I don't believe that, no.
You know, there's a lot of them that didn't even know what the flying saucer was. But we learned out here it is a cap off the Hattie Cole bottle.
You know almost as many jokes as Ollie Gilbert does.